Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying the conquering Lamb of Revelation, and this is day 8, the great multitude praising the Lamb, Revelation 7, 9 through 12. Before we begin, let's pray. Teach us to praise you, O Lamb of God. Open up our hearts that we might give you love from our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. We've spent several days observing and meditating as the grand throne room is described in Revelation chapters 4 and 5. Then the scene shifted to an increasing crescendo of judgment in chapter 6 as the Lamb opens each of the first six seals, the first four releasing the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Seal 5 reveals the souls of the martyrs seen under the altar. Then seal 6 of judgment reveals a cataclysm in earth and sky with the rich and powerful hiding in caves and crying out, "Hide us from the wrath of the Lamb." Following this, we see those sealed as God's servants, 144,000, a symbolic number of 12 times 12, times the indeterminately large number of 1,000. We'll come back to the 144,000 on day 13. Now John sees a great multitude. We'll camp on this passage for the next few days to delve deeper into what it is saying about the Lamb. Let me read Revelation 7, verses 9 through 12. "After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb.' And all the angels were standing around the throne, and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, 'Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.'" Notice the makeup of this great multitude in verse 9. All nations, all tribes, all peoples, and all languages. They are dressed all in white, waving palm branches and shouting out praises to the Lamb. Hallelujah. One of my privileges is to have an international ministry with subscribers to my newsletter and Bible studies from at least 150 countries around the world where the Christian movement has extended. In the massive crowd gathered before the Lamb, you'll find Ecuadorians and Peruvians and Mexicans, their faces bearing the features of their ancestors who crossed over to the Americas from the Bering Strait many millennia ago. Africans from above the Sahara, Egypt and Libya and others, and below from Kenya and the Congo, Nigeria and Ghana. I can see their sparkling smiles as they praise the Lamb with great joy. Aborigines will be there too, side by side with the Australians who emigrated from Europe. Pacific Islanders will be rejoicing before the throne, dressed in white. Asians from the cold reaches of the Arctic Circle, Manchuria and Nepal, the Han Chinese and Koreans and Japanese and Vietnamese and Burmese and Thai are present, waving palm branches before the King with the Filipinos and Malaysians. The Indians will be there from the subcontinent of Asia, dressed in white, with the Persians and Afghanis and Pakistanis, smiles on their faces and joy in their voices. The Europeans and their American descendants will be there, the descendants of the Celts and the Goths and Saxons, the Romans and the Greeks and the Norsemen and Danes, the Russians and the Slavic peoples. None will be missing, as the gospel has gone to each of these regions in great waves of evangelism more than once. And of course, the Arabs and Jews, the Syrians and descendants of the Babylonians will be present, and the tens of thousands of people groups I've left out of my quick summary will be there too, clothed with white robes, shouting praise, lifting hands and palm branches, and rejoicing before the Lamb and Him who sits upon the throne. I recall the African-American spiritual. He's got the whole world in his hands. And saints from the whole world, pole to pole, every nationality, every race, are lifting hands to him. The white robe throng is shouting, whether in their own native language or a language given by God, we do not know. Verse 10, salvation belongs to our God, who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb. As you may recall from days 1 and 6, those around the throne are attributing or ascribing mighty blessings and attributes and victories to God as acts of praise. Here, the victory is salvation, that is, rescue from danger. The danger, of course, is judgment and condemnation. God has brought salvation by sending his own Son to die for and thus atone for our sin. He came as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And by this amazing act of love has forever saved us who believe in him. Hallelujah. May his name be praised forever. Now I'm reading verses 9 through 12. And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Here, from a position of prostration before the throne, again they worship with a sevenfold blessing of God. On day 6, we saw such a sevenfold praise or acknowledgement of God's greatness. Here it is again, slightly different, but louder still. Revelation 5:12, it's power, wealth, wisdom, might, honor, glory, and blessing. Revelation 7:12, blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, might. The elements of this praise are similar to those in Revelation 5:12, though in a different order. Thanksgiving is added and wealth is omitted. Let's pray. O Lord, I can almost see the day when throngs of white-robed saints will be praising the Lamb before the throne. And I'll be there too, with my brothers and sisters from all over the world. What a day. Give us such an appreciation of what you've done that we can laud you for your full salvation and chant with the elders and angel host around the throne the words, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Yes. Amen. Our day 8 meditation is from Revelation 7, 9 through 12. Why do you think worship before the throne is such a theme of Revelation? What are the implications of this band of white-robed saints before the throne for our relationships with minority peoples in our own countries? How dare we no longer act? How must we act toward those who are different but are very much the same as we? God bless you today as you walk before Him. Thank you.